This is KERA News. Sports news coming out of North Texas made a lot of national headlines in 2017. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones made a lot of people mad, the nation's longest winning streak came to an end, and a local legend was enshrined by his sport. KERA's Gus Contreras looks back at the sports headlines of 2017.
When former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo retired, nobody really expected him to trade in his helmet for a CBS microphone. Romo's transformed his enthusiasm and football IQ into an impressive rookie broadcast season. Some consider him one of the best football broadcasters since John Madden. His ability to predict plays before they happen has made him a fan favorite this year.
Tim, I got $5. This is a run to the left. I've got to pay now as it's Henry. Stepping out.
What did you see there?
I've seen football in the NFL for 14 years.
The University of Connecticut's women's basketball team had not lost in 867 days before rolling into Dallas. The Huskies put their 111-game winning streak on the line in the national championship at the American Airlines Center in March. UConn was favored big time against South Carolina. That is, until the game went into overtime. Jerry Jones had himself quite a year. He made the NFL Hall of Fame and inserted himself into one of the biggest controversies of the year.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said any player who doesn't stand for the national anthem will be benched. A day later, President Trump saluted Jones on Twitter for that stance.
That's NPR's David Greene describing the friction Jones created between NFL players, fans, and even sponsors. Jones says he believes it's disrespectful to kneel in front of the flag during the national anthem. And after an organizational meeting, including players and Jones, some voiced their frustration at the policy. In the end, the team's solution was taking a kneel before the national anthem at their game against the Cardinals. The bright spot in a down year on the field for the Texas Rangers came in the form of a Hall of Fame induction. One of the club's best players to put on the uniform, Pudge Rodriguez, entered into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Pudge made his debut with the Rangers when he was just 19. I interviewed him back in August, and he described his first tryout with Texas.
The Rangers came, and they asked me to put the catching gear on, and in the first throw that I threw to second base, I threw it at 92 miles an hour, and that's the only one I threw. I become a Texas Ranger professional player.
And finally, the biggest sports headline of the year in North Texas, the on and off again suspension of Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott.
I think that Zeke Elliott is bracing for a short suspension here in the coming weeks, and we'll see how that impacts the season.
So the NFL wins. Ezekiel Elliott decided no more. He's going to give up the rest of his appeals and finish serving his six-game suspension in full.
Elliott violated the league's personal conduct policy for being accused of domestic violence by his former girlfriend. Jerry Jones and Elliott's legal team fought off the NFL suspension until week 9 of the NFL season. Dallas lost the first three games during Elliott's suspension, essentially dashing them from playoff contention. Gus Contreras, KERA News.